AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There's a ruling today from the top court at the United Nations, the International Court of Justice. Nawaf Salam is the court's president.
Israel must immediately halt its military offensive and any other action in the Rafah governorate, which may inflict on the Palestinian group in Gaza conditions of life that could bring about its physical destruction in whole or in part.
The court stopped short of ordering a full ceasefire. Israel is unlikely to comply with the order. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was also under heavy pressure at home to end the war. Police and a religious group say a U.S. missionary couple was shot and killed by gangs in Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince. They were ambushed as they left a youth group activity at a local church. Davy and Natalie Lloyd worked for Missions of Haiti Incorporated, based out of Oklahoma. A third person was also killed. The TSA is predicting today will be the busiest day for air travel over the long holiday weekend. Nearly 3 million people are expected to pass through airport checkpoints. That includes Steve McLaughlin, who arrived in Philadelphia from Houston.
It looked like the volume was picking up pretty heavily at the security, but I got the early flight out. So, yeah, just looking forward to a great weekend. Looks like the weather's going to cooperate, which is great. And I'm excited about, kicking off the summer.
AAA is predicting this will be the busiest start of summer weekend in nearly 20 years, with 43.8 million people expected to roam at least 50 miles from home. President Biden's son Hunter is back in court for the final hearing before he's expected to stand trial on federal firearms charges in Delaware. He's charged with lying about his drug use in 2018 on a form to buy a gun that he kept for about 11 days in Delaware. More than 100 people are believed to have been killed in a landslide that buried a village in a remote mountainous part of Papua New Guinea. An emergency response is underway. Some villagers say the number of those killed could be much higher. This is AP News. A town in Thailand has launched an offensive against a growing population of wild monkeys.
Using trickery and the ripe tropical fruit, rambutan. The authorities had baited cages with the animals' favorite food. There was early success, with some of the macaques falling for the rambutan ruse, ending up trapped. Wildlife official Patarapol Maniom says, given the monkeys' intelligence, if some of them go into the cage and are caught, the others outside won't enter to get the food because they've already learned what's happened to their friend. The roaming monkeys have long been a symbol of the town and are a major tourist draw, but they've become increasingly aggressive. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The distributor of a popular protest song in Hong Kong decided to remove the music from all platforms because of a court ban in the city, a week after YouTube blocked access to its videos. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.